bracing for more atrocities. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The Russian missile attack targeting civilians at a crowded train station in eastern Ukraine is being called a war crime by Ukraine's president. At least 52 people were killed. Meanwhile, in a suburb of Kyiv, more bodies have been uncovered.
Here in Bucha, we saw our humanity being shattered, and it is... the whole world is mourning with the people of Bucha.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Russian troops have since moved out of the area.
In recent days, all Russian forces have retreated from around Ukraine's capital. The goal now of Russian forces is to occupy the Donbas region completely in eastern Ukraine. One of the reasons, the overwhelming number of Russian airstrikes over the last 24 hours have been in around that area near Russia's border.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Lockdowns could start being lifted in China's largest city. That is, if communities in Shanghai report no positive COVID-19 cases within 14 days of another round of testing. The city has been slammed by an Omicron subvariant. COVID-19 protocols at the White House are being questioned. Yesterday, on the South Lawn, Vice President Kamala Harris gave a hug to Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson following her historic confirmation to the Supreme Court. Days earlier, a close contact of the vice president came down with COVID. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about it by Fox's Peter Ducey.
She was outside.
Does the CDC say the people who are close contact can give people hugs outside?
We know, Peter, that outside you can benefit significantly being outside.
Psaki went on to say the vice president was masked during an indoor event. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senate Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee are calling for a hearing on the White House decision to end Title 42, a public health order that prevented many asylum seekers from entering the country during the COVID-19 pandemic. The order is scheduled to be lifted next month.
It's going to be out of control. They will not be able to even process these people. They're going to be so overwhelmed. They're just going to be releasing them into those border communities without even being able to document a lot of them. It's really going to be a mess.
House Republican John Katko. Democrats have also raised concerns despite the administration's assurances that a migrant surge can be handled.
We're taking steps to convey that this is not the time to come. Individuals who come to the border, this is what would happen. CBP and ICE would work together to ensure that anyone who enters the country without authorization is put into immigration proceedings as quickly as possible.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Bad behavior on an airplane has two passengers facing record fines.
The biggest fine proposed by the FAA is nearly $82,000, stemming from an incident last July on an American Airlines flight from Texas to North Carolina. That passenger, accused of hitting, headbutting, biting, and spitting at members of the flight crew, even after being restrained in flex cuffs. The FAA says it all started with the passenger falling into the aisle and a flight attendant offering to help. The other proposed fine tops $77,000, also from last July, on a Delta flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta. That passenger also had to be physically restrained, accused of multiple unruly actions, including trying to kiss the passenger next to her, trying to exit the aircraft during flight, and biting another passenger. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Tiger Woods didn't have a great second round at the Masters, but it was good enough to stick around in Augusta. Golfer Scottie Scheffler has the current lead. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.